Epic fear is a very natural human response, but don't allow it to immobilize you. Don't allow it to get you stuck. Do it anyway.
I think that's some great advice right there.
A lot of people think that faith is the absence of fear, and that's not what faith is. Faith is moving forward in the midst and the presence of fear. And so, guys, do it anyway.
Do it.
Do it afraid. Just do it.
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen Brindley. I'm here with Katina Jones and Robert Jones. Thank you so much for being with us today, all together in our finest room.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
We're about to have a Real Producers event, and we're all dressed up for that. And, Katina, you were on the cover of our Richmond Real Producers publication. I love this cover, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I'm so happy to be on the cover.
Hey, you have a distinguished career, Entrepreneur of the Year last year, right?
Mm-hmm,
for
yeah.
Metropolitan Business
League.
Yeah. Owners of Icon Realty, Katina mm-hmm. and Robert. Mm-hmm. You were 40 under 40 for Style mm-hmm. magazine.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
I'm telling my age. Thanks a bit.
Well, and you're on the state board, right?
I am.
Appointed by the governor.
Exactly. Great yes. honor to be able to serve, and is really serving the consumer, but we are also the ones who issue licenses and unfortunately sometimes take them back. But no, it's a great honor to serve because I love my industry and I want to make sure we're doing it right.
Well, we appreciate you volunteering, giving your time and doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us why real estate? Like you're a very sharp gal, you're a very sharp guy. Like why real estate?
Well, I think I was just born an entrepreneur, okay? My father was an entrepreneur. He always raised us to have something of our own that no one could take away from us. And I didn't grab onto that immediately because I started out in corporate America. I started out in banking. And I literally started as low as you could go in banking. I was in the back keying checks. My 12th year, I was vice president of outside sales, and I really enjoyed sales. I really enjoyed building relationships. I really enjoyed connecting with people. I really enjoyed being an advisor, a consultant to find out exactly what people's needs were. And that, right from that time, I ended up selling my first home. And I'm like, okay. I kind of watched my realtor go through the process and I said, I really connected with it. And I said, I think I can do this for myself. And so in banking, you can't have an outside license when you work in banking. And so I secretly got my real estate license and secretly started selling real estate just to, get my feet wet, see how things were going to go. But things went exceptionally well. And within 6 months, I was putting in my 2 weeks at the bank and going full time into real estate. And it's just been an amazing, illustrious career ever since.
Beautiful. And how did you end up in real estate?
Wow. So I've always loved real estate. I've always been a real estate investor. I bought my first house at 19 years old. Was a little creative. I was always an entrepreneur, so I couldn't do the traditional forms. I couldn't do the traditional forms of getting mortgage. So I was always involved in the process, and being involved in the process, I love the idea of buying, selling, and being creative in different ways that you can purchase a home. So I did that for many years until I met this beautiful woman who was already in real estate, and we just meshed, and rest is history.
Yeah, I can really, and you'd started the brokerage and.
Mm-hmm. And Robert actually has never worked for anyone. He's always worked for
always
himself.
Been an entrepreneur.
Always been.
From day one.
That's beautiful. And y'all are opening another office, right?
We are.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So
thanks. Yeah. Tell us about it. Yeah. All right. So you own Icon Realty and you're expanding, I heard, right?
Yes. We're so excited. So now we have two locations. We have Icon East and we have Icon West. So East, of course, is our current location in Rockets Landing, and West, we're at 9000 Patterson Avenue.
And we actually had the opportunity to buy this building. That was our first time buying a commercial building.
It is, and we decided to be first non-building buyers, even in this very unpredictable market. So we were very fortunate and blessed to be able to get a great price on the building and also a great rate for our financing. So we decided, you know, we're just going to plow forward, even in the midst of everything that's going on, and just continue to be optimistic and work hard. And again, it's an amazing location, right in the middle of Gaskins and Parham at Starling and Patterson. We're just a block from Buckhead's restaurant and Eagle's amazing showroom. So we're very excited about it.
Beautiful. And that was a Wells Fargo, right?
It was Wells Fargo. It's about bank buildings that make really good real estate offices. So it all worked. We're putting a little facelift on it, a great solid building. And it's an acre and a half lot. So we have some plans for future development as well.
Good for you. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
So, you know, in the near future, you're expanding, you know, your new agent count, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I love talking leadership books and so on with you. You've given me a couple of great books. Is there anything you're reading currently or anything you want to, you know, share with our real producers?
You know what? I wish I could honestly say that there was a book I'm reading right now, but this building has me so busy and just getting prepared for it and going through the process to close on the building. No, I'm not reading anything. I'm getting a full night's sleep. But, you know, we talked about books before, and I talked to you about a book that I was reading that really talks about servant leadership. And that one it really sticks out to me because it's what we practice as leaders in Icon. And, you know, when we come in the office, it's about the agents. What do they need? How can we support them? And making sure that we're available and accessible to them. And so the book talks about just leading like Jesus led. It's not a religious book. It really looks at him as a profound leader and how he was able to influence people and get people to follow him. And so I think it's a great example. It's one that I live by. It's one that I lead by. And I think it's just the best way to connect with people and for people to know that you genuinely care about them and their success.
I love it. And what's the book called?
Lead Like Jesus.
Lead Like Jesus. I got that and I read it because of you. So, well, what makes you all different? Like you start, you know, you were in banking, mm-hmm. worked yourself all the way up, started Icon. You know, what do you think sets you apart? Like makes you all different at Icon?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I think this dynamic duo here, it definitely gives us an edge. So it's kind of like the secret sauce. We do a great job of balancing each other. I am the more logical, rational one. He is the he is the risk taker. And he's the one that keeps me calm. But you know, you have two great business heads. Like I said, he's never worked for anyone except for himself. Anyone knows how to grow and develop a business as him. We call him the networking ninja. Nice. And that's why
networking ninja, I love it.
Not too many people get in the business and start right with commercial real estate. But he was able to do that because of his knack for building relationships and also his knack for being a great golfer.
That's great.
So I think this duo of business professionals is definitely a part of the secret sauce, but and we talked about it a little bit before, just when you come into Icon, and if you talk to an Icon, I'm certain they're going to tell you that they know they can depend on their broker. And, you know, when we're as brokers talking to agents or attempting to recruit agents, you normally hear brokers talk about, you know, that their resources that they offer and the training that they offer. And of course, they talk about the culture that they have. And some of that in some places can be very consistent, but I always say there's something very seemingly small, but so important that is more important than all of those things and has more value than all of those things. And that's having a broker that's going to answer them. And so when you have a, that's important. That's huge. When you have a challenge or you have a question, you need answers and you need them sooner than later. That's what we do. We pride ourselves on being available, being accessible, whether it's evenings, whether it's weekends, to support the agents. And so we have a lot of the same great things that other brokerages do, but we have some fun. We're there for them. We support them.
That's super important. What about what about lessons? Because you all are very successful. You've purchased a commercial building. Hey, we have people in here right now. So y'all just purchased a commercial building. What are some lessons in business that others could learn from?
Oh, patience. Patience is a huge lesson. Being strategic about your plan. That helps and prepares you for success. Being strategic about your plan, understanding where you are and where you want to go.
Yeah.
That's very important about being successful. We methodically created Icon and grew Icon to the point it wasn't an instantaneous, 70 agents, we methodically plotted along the way, and it was a calculated risk, as attending to say, I'm a calculated risk taker. So, but that's one of the secret sauces for success, I think, that we have accomplished.
And I think my biggest lesson, and I truly learned this going through the expansion and buying the building is to do it afraid. I think fear is a very natural human response, but don't allow it to immobilize you. Don't allow it to get you stuck. Do it anyway.
I think that's some great advice right there.
A lot of people think that faith is the absence of fear, and that's not what faith is. Faith is moving forward in the midst and the presence of fear. And so, guys, do it anyway.
Do it.
Do it afraid. Just do it.
I love that. I love the saying, fear is false expectations appearing real. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do it anyway. Well, I know y'all are young and so on, but if you were to say, hey, we're all gonna live a long time. What would you like to be remembered? In your life, what would you like to be remembered?
I would love to be remembered as a great father, a great family man, a great husband. And by the way, I'm an entrepreneur all my life. Just be a great person. That's what I want to be remembered for, And that's what we love to pass down to our children, is to be a great person. And fortunately, we have been successful in that with the vibe that we have.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, what would you like to be remembered?
I think the same thing. Definitely family, being a loving and supportive wife, being a loving and supportive mother. Those things trump everything. There is nothing, including our business, that comes before that. But when you take that and you fold in the business success, and you begin to think about legacy. And leaving that legacy for them to know that there is nothing that you can't do when you put your mind to it, when you decide you're going to do it. Don't let anyone tell you can't have it, you can't obtain it, that is not within your reach. And then be willing to give back, be a giver. Some people really get caught up in thinking that, I don't want to tell this secret. I don't want to tell this trick. You don't have to have a scarcity mentality. I've got a story really quickly. I can remember when I was about 8 years old, my grandfather, he was a pastor, and they always had people coming in and out of the house. My grandmother would cook and give plates. She would give clothes. And so I was sitting on his porch in Howland Park. Of course, at this time, it wasn't a $500,000 community as it is now, but that's where I grew up. And so I was sitting on his porch on his glider, and I said, Granddad, I said, you have all these people coming to get your food. I said, if you don't stop giving them food, you're not going to have anything left. And he said, Katina, the more you give, the more God gives you to give. Mm-hmm. And he said, you'll never run out. And that's really has been something. It didn't click then. I was a kid, but I never forgot it. And as I became older and I learned how to become a giver, whether it's giving to your community, giving to your friends, giving back to, you know, to your family, it really began to sink in. And so you realize the more you give, you just don't run out. Your well just doesn't run dry.
And that's one of the reasons for success of ICOM, you know, she's the giver. We are givers. We give our agents information. We give them the tools that they need to succeed when they go out into this crazy market that we have now. So the more we give, the better they are able to produce. And, you know, without them, there's no us. Mm-hmm.
Well, you heard it here, Real Producers. Thank you so much, you all, for sharing your story and your life with our Real Producer people.
Thank you. And thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do for our industry. It's amazing. I don't know, maybe it's been a year or two now since we met, and we just love Real Producers. And we love that someone takes time to highlight our world and our industry and have these amazing events where I can get dressed up and party in sneakers. At the same time, I'm loving it. Thank you.
Congratulations for all your success.
Yes. We are so proud. You just doubled your footprint. I'm not the only one expanding, guys.
It's all good. I appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
You heard it here. Make sure you check out ICOM. We'll have a link below on that too. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.